Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, parents say this is the only time of day they can talk to their kids. When do you think it is?
In the car after school.
That is wrong.
Oh, but it's a good time because you got them like in the car.
Yeah. Confined.
It does sound good, but it's not the answer.
I don't know.
Dinner
before
time?
Bed. Tori nailed it. Dinner time. 61% of parents with little kids say mealtimes are the only times they're able to fully engage with their children without distraction. But there are hurdles, including dealing with picky eating and schedules. Now, you think about it, these days, you still got to have a little bit of discipline to keep the phones from being at the table. Mm-hmm. And we did not have that whenever my kids were growing up. We would actually text each other at the table.
I was listening to like a guy the other day. He's an expert in this, you know, with kids and stuff. And he says we shouldn't say like, well, when we were that age, because we have no idea how to live like kids do now, because they have all this social media and stuff. Like, we didn't have that kind of stress on us.
We had people picking on us and stuff.
But we didn't have social media and all the pressures of that.
True. And it's easy to say, well, when we were kids, we didn't sit at the table with our phones. Well, yeah, you didn't have them.
Exactly.
So that's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but my parents still wouldn't have let us do it.
Nope.
There's no way. I will say that, yes, social media adds the complexity of it, but there was still plenty of toughness. Maybe not for you, Mr. White County High School.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up.
I remember being picked on, bullied, having to pick a route to school that would hopefully avoid David Weber so he didn't punch me in the chest and stuff like that.
Lie down.
It's true. He
lie down on the couch over here.
You don't want me to call David up.
No. I'm afraid to talk to him.
We could have an intervention here on the show and bring you guys back together.
I don't need to be back together with David Weber. We just barely got along sometimes.
Right.
He played saxophone too, so we would have those battles too.
Oh, another band.
Yeah, he just... Wait a second.
So, you know, it's like there's always that hierarchy. It's like, you know, it goes down.
But usually it's the football player against the
band. Yeah, but it's like the other bandmate.
Well, it is. I have to worry about the football players, too.
Saxophone against the – what did you play, the tuba?
Saxophone.
Oh, you played saxophone?
Yeah. Hello. He was just not first chair like David Webb.
No, actually, I was first chair.
Oh, that's why he picked on you.
Exactly.
Teacher's pet. Mm-hmm.
So, now they say there are some hurdles that get in the way of family mealtime. Cleaning up afterwards, dealing with picky eating complaints, getting kids to sit still and eat, and all of the different routines, mm-hmm. especially when they're doing stuff like sports and band and things that have them out whenever they should be at dinner.
So hard now, even to get everybody together because of all these extracurricular activities.
Right.
And some of these practices, I mean, even just for a single sport.
Oh, yeah.
Like my niece is in band camp. It's 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day this week.
My daughter's doing the same
thing.
You play some of the sports, basketball and stuff, like every day, and it's like they're training these athletes that's going to be able to play in the Super Bowl is what it feels like, but they're like in middle school.
I see, and my mom would have been the mom who's like, she's not that good. She didn't need that much practice. She's just going to stay where she is.
Well, parents believe small moments at the table can have long-term positive impacts on their life. So, you know, in theory, you have these memorable moments talking at dinner time, but looking back, only thing I really remember is arguing over who got to sit next to mom.
Oh.
I used to hide my broccoli in my mashed potatoes, thinking my mom didn't see it.
That's pretty hysterical. Yeah. You were pretty dumb. You shouldn't be picking on me.
I do.
But they say that's one of the biggest challenges now, too, is also keeping the kids away from their phones and not having a meltdown because of it. But that's something where I think and I'm just going to offer this as a helpful suggestion. But if you just establish it as a rule that there's no phones at the table, that way it's not like there's something where they can argue, oh, well, I want to do it tonight or I want to. No, it's just a rule. No phones at the table. But then you have to do it yourself, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Does it apply to the parents?
Yeah, you got to lead by example.
Oh, you don't do as I do. You do as I say.
See, that don't work, though. It might have with your imaginary kids, but they are watching you and they're calling you out.
I agree with you, Tom. Unless you're in a restaurant and your kid's getting loud and screaming,
right.
Give them that device.
I think at restaurants, go ahead and yes. That's a different set of rules than home.
Yeah.
But, anything that keeps them from annoying the other people.
Man, that's so much nicer than how I was growing up, because my mom would just take me outside, and that's when you knew, you're like, oh, it's over.
I was leaving church one time because my parents came to drag me out, and I was screaming, help me, help me,
help me. It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It's time for a crank call with Thelma Hollister. She was sitting around, we were talking the other day, telephone rings at home. Well, the phone rings at home, and I'm like, I let her take it because it was a telemarketer.
Oh, I love when you get revenge on the telemarketers with these.
Now, what's so interesting is I know that I thought magazines were kind of a thing of the past, but you do see them at the, when you check out at the grocery stores, magazines all over there, and you go to Barnes & Noble, there's magazines there. But National Geographic, still around.
Yeah.
I even got an app. They sent me something the other day. It says, with a print subscription, you get 12 captivating print issues, and you also get the internet service of a digital archive with every story published since 1888 they've been around.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot of articles.
They made magazines in 1888.
How about that? But National Geographic called Thelma. She had an issue, though.
Oh, which issue was it?
No, it wasn't an issue. An issue with National Geographic.
It was one of those 1888s. It's probably worth money.
There you go. This is what happened.
Hello.
I'm calling on behalf of National Geographic, and we would like to thank you for being a valuable National Geographic member of the Society, and to let you know that in 3 to 4 weeks, along with a new video, that we will be sending you a free world map we've put together for you called 30 Years of National Geographic Specials, and we would like for you to look it over for us if you would, and if you like it as much as I think you will, and decide that you would like to keep it, it's only $9.95.
Hold on just a second, dear. Hold on. I'm 83 years old, and my husband's been getting the National Geographic, and that has the animals and stuff in there.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Yes.
He gets those. Now, these ain't the ones that have the pictures of the nudie women in there?
No, ma'am. No,
the magazine, don't they have, like, natives in there with their tops off?
This is not the magazine.
Yes.
And there's none of that in this video.
There's no native...
No, ma'am. There's no nudity, and it is very family-oriented.
Yeah, because in the magazine, it shows the symbol of motherhood, which I... It's a beautiful thing in the right place, you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And my husband, Harold, he gets those magazines, and I rip those pages out. When I see the ladies in there with their drums showing, I'll rip them out.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because he doesn't need to see that. And if this video has any of that nudity on it.
No, ma'am. Absolutely not. Very family-oriented.
What's in the video?
There is an hour and a half of the best footage that we've ever filmed. And the first American expedition to Mount Everest. The undersea exploration with fossil discovery with Lewis and Mary Leakey. And wildlife, just to mention a few of those.
Now, all of those people are clothed, I hope.
Yes, ma'am.
They have, okay, good.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like that?
What I would like to do, though, could I talk it over with my husband?
That's what we want you to do, to look at it and with no commitment.
Well, I tell you what, I'd like for you to call back because I want to talk it over with him and make sure that he wants to do it first because he gets so mad at me.
Okay.
And I, because one time I got some stuff from the phone and they said I could try it out for a month and I never sent it back. And he got mad at me, and he wouldn't pay for the books, and I had to take on a second job. I'm a Walmart grader, and I had to work at the Waffle House for about half a month to pay them off. So he gets a little feisty. You don't know how he is.
Okay, well, what would be a good time to call back?
Give me a, if you don't mind, maybe a day or two.
A day or two?
And I'll talk with him, and I'll ease it up with him.
Okay, would this be around this time in the afternoon? Would this be a good time?
That would be just great, dear. You're very nice. One more question. Now, the animals.
Yes, ma'am.
Are they clothed?
I would hope so. I hope they're in their skin.
Yeah. No nudity in magazines and under my roof.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. All right. You've been so nice.
Okay. Thank you.
All right now.
You have a good afternoon.
All right now.
Thank you.
All right now. All right. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
I am too.
Okay. Well,
all right.
You can hang up now.
All right. All right. Well, bye bye.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Okay. Thank you. Are you still there?
Okay, I have to go on to my next call now. Thank you for your time. You have a good afternoon.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Yeah. Thelma has some issues with nudity in those magazines, I guess. I mean, it's real life, though.
That's art.
I mean, yeah, well, it's not. I mean, we don't do it over here, but like in some of the, you know, other.
There are some magazines, though, you can get over here.
Oh, okay, yes, exactly. Anyway, it's Crank Call this week.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, are your friends really your friends?
I hope so.
A lot of times, you know what? You're like, hey, let's meet up. Let's have fun. And then you get to the night, and all of a sudden, like, oh, I can't come. I got something I got to do. Or, you know, what are they really doing when they bail out on this girl's night out or guy's night out or whatever night out you're doing?
I don't know, but they don't sound like good friends at this point.
50% of Americans have ditched their friends to do this.
Go home?
Well, you're close. I mean, not go home, but you're already at home. It's like you didn't even meet up with them.
Oh.
They have stayed home to stream something on TV they wanted to watch instead of hanging out with you and you out on the town.
Well, I don't want to go out either, so you should have invited me over so we could have, like, PJs and snacks and watch it together.
Well, why'd you agree to go out if y'all both agreed to go out? And you're like, I don't want to be out anyway.
Because that was the social, Tori, and it was 3 days ago, and now the time is here, exactly. And I don't want to go anymore.
Boy, that is the worst, ain't it? It's like you agree to do something.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
But I have friends that will say, hey, come over, we're going to watch a movie. I'm like, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to watch a movie, I want to watch it by myself. If I'm going to go to my friend's house, I want to hang out. And not sit there and watch a movie.
Hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Well, okay. You're a social butterfly. You want to talk, chit-chat,
yeah,
and have
I can
fun.
Watch a movie at home by myself, but okay. I don't need to come to your house to watch a movie. I'd rather hang out and chat.
Am I the only one that just doesn't care about most of the crap people talk about?
What do you mean?
Like, people want to sit around and talk about, like, oh, the weather and this, and oh, yesterday I went to the store and there was a person there who was in line getting this, and I'm like, I just don't care.
Okay.
Sometimes the friends that you do just sit around and you don't really talk with, you're just kind of together.
Yeah.
It's like it recharges you. It's
Those
good.
Are awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, but half the time this morning, you and Tori have been talking about stuff.
Half the time.
Okay.
Since I walked in.
That I'm like, I don't really care about that.
Well, we didn't invite you in our conversation.
I was eavesdropping, and I'm like...
Yeah, don't, but if you don't like it.
That's your own fault.
It's kind of funny, though. You're saying, like, you don't care about certain things people talk about. And then you've been probably, you know.
Talking about boring stuff.
Well, maybe.
I didn't think it was boring. We
Me
liked
either.
It.
I tried to make a comment into their conversation. And you know what? They didn't even acknowledge that I said anything. And I said to myself, Tato, shut up. They're not even talking to you.
You didn't do it in the right order. It wasn't your turn yet.
So 50% of Americans are ditching their friends to stay home and watch television. No. 24% have told their friends they're simply just too busy to meet up with them.
Okay.
That's a good excuse. I'm just busy right now.
But they weren't. They were going home to watch movies.
Well, they weren't that busy.
Technically, that's kind of busy time.
Yeah.
Not to mention that you do need downtime. So you're so busy, you're like, I need some time alone.
I told a friend one time, they were like, you want to go do that? I'm like, no. Nah. They're like, why? I'm like, to be honest, I just don't want to. I don't have plans. I'm not doing anything. I just don't want to do that.
Okay.
I have a girlfriend who will say that. Yeah. You'll say, you want to hang out? And she's like, honestly, I don't.
I mean, why make up a story?
Yeah. Well, some people do. 21% say they're coming down with something.
Oh, that's crazy.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, then you see them the next 2 days later and nothing's wrong with them. Like, well, I came down with, you know, a gastrointestinal problem.
What sucks is when you tell somebody you're not doing anything and then they walk past you at the bar. My bad. I changed my mind at the last minute.
Mm.
That's when you just turn and go, I was sick, but this fireball is helping.
And then about 19% say that they've told friends, oops, I've totally forgot we're supposed to meet up.
Oh, I do that. I've done that.
Well, you've agreed to it while you're tipsy.
See, and yes, and I've had to tell, from now on, I have a set thing that I have to say when I go out with friends. It's anything I say, do, or plan. Is not set in stone.
Okay.
It's going to be hearsay tonight.
You need to bring like a little contract with you.
I'm going to do a little disclosure.
Sign it, yeah.
I've actually got the solution for this. I'm going to talk about it next.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you about something new that'll keep you on your toes and help you remember all that stuff.
I really don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, you aren't going to like it.
But what's the thing, though, when you're just like, I just forgot about you?
Honestly, sometimes I'm like, whew, thank goodness.
That you forgot about them?
No, that they forgot. And I can stay home.
You're sitting there and I'm like, well, I can go home now and watch something on TV.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hawk, you were just talking about a situation where you made plans with a friend and then you forgot about them.
Yeah.
And you're like, I truly just forgot that conversation. And how many times have you been in an argument and you wish you could remember what you said earlier in the argument or maybe even earlier in the week?
Every single time. And then I lay down in bed night and I'm like, I should have said this or that.
But you also are going like, did I really say that? I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, well, this is going to solve that.
Yeah.
And it's available now. It's only $50. It's called the Bee, B-E-E, and they're partnering with Amazon.
Okay.
It is a bracelet that you wear. Mm. And not only does it record everything for the past 7 days, but also has artificial intelligence that will summarize what you said and feed it back to you when you ask.
This feels incriminating.
It could be.
Oh, for sure.
In fact, the person who reviewed this said it's really good at summarizing things that have happened, and it's very good at summarizing meetings, and it can help you remember to do things, but she's not quite ready for being able to fact check the things she said in the past because she started finding out that she had said stuff she didn't remember saying and that it would remind her that, in fact, she had promised to do this or she did say this and she didn't like that so much.
You're not believe this, but I like this and I would wear one.
I am surprised because you don't like anything technology or AI.
I don't, but I would love to know the things I do say at times.
That would be interesting to listen back.
And summarize it, too. I like that.
They said the biggest weakness was that it had a hard time telling, like if you were talking with someone, it had a hard time telling who said what. So that could be but it wasn't totally bad at it. It just wasn't perfect.
Well, can you go back and listen to your own self say it?
I don't know the answer to that, KO.
Because I don't mind the summary of what I said to the last 7 days, but I'd love to go, well, let me go back and see.
Well, you know, in the future they'll have that because like those big gaming, you know, places that have all the computers that can record all that. Mm-hmm. And then you can go back and check it at that because that's just right around the corner if this can't do it.
I just don't want this audio to be sent anywhere else.
Well, that's the problem, too, is how much privacy do you get?
Yeah, because some things I say, I don't want anyone to know.
We're not ready for that yet.
Especially the things I say to myself.
Yeah.
Home.
That's my big fear with this. I love the concept, but only if it stays on that watch. if it goes back to a server somewhere at Amazon, I don't want them having the stuff, because we all say stuff. We'll look at the, we'll look around, make sure no one's watching, and we'll be like, hey, here's a funny joke I heard. And if that gets recorded, you're in trouble.
Or even just you live in life. We all think we're better than we really are. We see the best version of us. That's how we live.
Oh, I see the worst, too.
Okay.
I just don't judge myself for it.
Well, just imagine how bad you really are, then. Because like, we always see, we paint, like Tom says, we paint ourselves out to be a hero, and that's not true.
Well, one of the bad things about this is the privacy issue. Another thing is that we're giving up our privacy without even blinking or batting an eye.
We've already done that. The phones listen to everything. They just don't help us.
But they don't send it back to Amazon.
Yeah, and Facebook don't count, because that's another area where we're painting the best picture that we can about our lives, and it's not really that good.
Well, think about any app you download. You agree to the terms without even reading it. Who knows where your information is going? It could say in there, hey, we're sending this to Amazon, Google,
so
the president.
Get this. I read that Pokemon Go, the game I play sometimes, they use it to map out the entire world. Every person who plays the game, they've got what they call gyms or these Pokestops that are buildings.
And you go catch your critter,
right? You go
right?
catch your critter, this virtual critter that exists in this virtual world. But it's the real world map. And they've built the most intricate, detailed, real world map of everywhere in the world. And now they're selling that. And we did the work for them.
How old are you?
I got into it for my kids.
Oh, okay.
They quit, but I still play.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7. This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Well, today is National Drive-Thru Day. We're celebrating the drive-thru all week long. You know, every restaurant's a drive-thru restaurant if you're determined enough. You think about that. Yeah. And you got to give credit to whoever saw fast food and thought, you know, but what if I can't even get out of my car? That's a great idea. But, you know, the first drive-thru is thought to have been Red's Giant Hamburg on Route 66 in Springfield, Missouri in 1947.
Is this the one the McDonald's guy stole from?
Could be. I don't know.
Did they just not have enough money for the letters ER at the end of their sign?
I guess not.
Red's Giant Hamburg.
That's what it is. I actually Googled that. There you go. Hamburg. I even Googled it. It's Hamburg. And I guess they're taking it from Germany or something.
I'm glad they added the ER.
I am too. In-N-Out Burger in California began offering drive-thru service about 1948.
It wasn't In-N-Out Burg?
No, it was not. And then Jack in the Box joined the move to drive-thru customers in 1951.
That's weird because you think of like McDonald's would have been the first one.
Well, drive-thru lanes really kicked off when they got on board with McDonald's, and then that was in 1975 when you started seeing a lot of drive-thrus.
Well, you know, they had the car hops or something back in the day.
Right, well, like Sonic.
Like a Sonic, but I guess that's not a drive-thru, is it?
No, it's not.
It's a drive-in park.
A drive-up.
Drive-up.
They say even as delivery apps surge, that drive-thrus remain the fastest, most dependable way to grab your meal right now.
I'm going to go ahead and say this now.
Okay.
Delivery apps are not perfect.
I agree.
There's a lot wrong with them. I went to get food last night, and I'm looking, and I'm like, first of all, they jack up the prices of the menu if you order through one of those.
Yeah.
And then you think about it, you feel like you got to spend more money because you can't justify someone coming to your house for $8 burger. So you got to order more food. I don't even think they'll do it for certain amounts.
Yeah.
And you got to tip them and also pay the driver. And by the time you're done, it's just really expensive.
Dude, did you know that Olive Garden delivers now?
No.
Yeah. Mm. We got it last night. It was awesome. I got to sit in my house and eat breadsticks.
Okay.
Was
like
it
the good Lord
did
intended
they knock on
me
the door
to live.
Every 10 minutes, here's some more breadsticks.
That's funny.
So what's the most common drive-thru customer complaints? We've talked about a few of these before. Long wait times is the biggest issue that you have there.
Really? Because that's not my biggest issue.
But, yeah, but it's mine.
Getting it wrong is the biggest
issue.
Well,
I'll get to that. But slow food drive-thrus, that's what it is. It's not fast food drive-thrus because they tell you to pull up in that parking space number 3. And you wait over there for 20 minutes, we'll bring your food out.
And there's a hierarchy for that. Then when they say pull forward, that's not so bad. But when they put you in one of those parking spaces, you're like, oh, it's going to be a long time.
You know, just let me just drive back around the drive-thru. It's kind of like when you
and see if you're done.
And you
see,
yeah, exactly. Because it's like when you are like on doing traffic and you see a wreck or there's construction ahead and you're like, you know, I'm going to go a different route, an alternate route, just to keep going. It might be longer. It's like at least I'm driving. That's what I want to do with the drive-thru. And then just come back around like, okay, you ready now? I'll go back around again.
Or at least if you have to pull up to a spot. I've only had to pull up to a spot one time.
Oh, you're lucky.
Now I've had to pull up a lot. But give me something to snack on.
Okay.
You know, give me a small fry to snack on while I wait for my order.
An hors d'oeuvre.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
I think that'd be good.
Yeah, on the house.
So long wait times, then inaccurate orders next time.
Yeah, that's my big one. Especially when you get home before you find out.
Well, and some customers find it difficult to check their orders thoroughly at drive-thrus because the multiple items. Like you don't have time to check,
you've got
25.
Someone behind you too. You feel guilty.
Yeah.
You're wasting their time.
Communication issues, another customer complaint, and we were talking about the AI drive-thrus that are now taking off.
Right.
Which is really making it very difficult. It's already difficult enough to hear the person.
Well, and you have the speakers that sound like the Peanuts parents. Wah, 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 wah.
But that can result in incorrect orders and frustrations, and you have to repeat the order, so that's a big complaint. Unavailable items was mentioned.
You know what's something that bugs me, too, is when you pull up and they've got that recorded thing at the beginning. Would you like to use the app today? And you're like, no, thank you. And then a whole different person comes on and starts talking. And so you're wondering if the first thing they heard from you was no.
Well, okay. It's kind of like having to watch that, like when you're subscribed, like the YouTube or whatever, you get the 10-second commercial.
Or the little survey.
Yeah.
I'm like, I did not get on YouTube to do a survey.
Exactly.
Get out of here.
I like the surveys. I'm like, they care what I think.
But unavailable items mentioned, and you get up there, you're like, you want that apple pie or whatever. Like, we're out of apple pies.
why sometimes they're out of the stuff that they're like special feature and they make such a big deal about and you get all excited and you get there and they're like, we don't have it.
Okay, that's nothing compared to when Kentucky Fried Chicken is out of chicken. How does that happen?
It has. I've been there before.
Many times.
Yes. And I'm like, well, what do you got there? It's like, well, maybe the chicken strips, but not the chicken where you can eat a drumstick.
Right. How do you run out of chicken?
Yes. Drive-through areas, and I question this one, but they say they're dirty and messy, and a lot of people don't like that. You got trash and spills, like a milkshake right there at the drive-through.
All I ever see is oil.
Yeah.
But and I'm not getting out of the car, so I don't care.
All right. They say also another complaint is rude or unpleasant staff members.
Did they mention getting robbed in the drive-through?
No, they did not.
Because that always worries me. You're trapped there.
You are stuck.
You're like, you can't go forward or backwards. You're just stuck. And someone can walk up and be like, give me all your money.
I hate them. Yeah, okay. That's one way to look at it. But I hate when you do get in those drive-thrus because some of them you can't get out of. There's like, you can't even pull. Like
right.
McDonald's sometimes you can. Like even Chick-fil-A, if you're in the pickup drive-thru, like, you know, you got the two drive-thrus, one that you order before you get there, and then the other one's where you just order. And like that lane's right there, you can't get out. You can't, like, if you're like, I'm tired of waiting. I've ordered, and I'm going to go, and I want to go somewhere else.
You just have to wait, and you just ride by the guy. Hey, yeah. I'm leaving.
And Chick-fil-A, they get you money early, though. It's hard to do that when you got to wait there. That's the first thing they do. Let me take your order, get you money. All right, and then they say overcrowding and congestion is another area that they complain about at the drive-thrus because sometimes it's blocking traffic.
See, and I love Chick-fil-A, but man, they need their stores out on a huge piece of property with rows.
But they move fast. They're good,
well,
man.
Well, on Lawrence Road, Lawrence Road right there next to University Square, that's just chaos because you got a lane running through the drive-thru line.
Yeah.
You have like a road with people driving by.
They need those slow, fast people like directing traffic at construction sites up there.
They just need a lot of land.
But there's some unusual drive-thrus. One of them is, they say, of it's for drive-through therapist. You drive in, you talk to the therapist through the window, tell them your problems, and then you sit there and get, you know, healed.
Yeah, instead of laying down on their couch, you just slowly recline.
You talk to your therapist or psychiatrist or whatever right there at the drive-through. Now, if you get fries, if they ask you, you know, do you want fries with that? You're at the wrong therapist drive-thru.
Well, you're at the right one.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Tori and I were talking earlier, and she said she's going to have to unsubscribe from news services because she gets beat down by some of the stories. And there's some tragic stories that come across.
Yeah.
But I have some problems with stories that aren't even tragic. They just make me angry.
Huh.
And my blood pressure rises. And I want to share one of those with you.
Well, why not?
I want to raise your blood pressure, too. This is in your home state of Tennessee, Hawk.
Uh-huh.
One of the district's, I guess, school system leaders there, he has made a new rule. He's the director of schools. His name is Michael Adkins, and he is no nonsense. He says they're going to take control of attendance of the students and that you can bring all the doctors you want, notes that you want, but it will still be unexcused absences.
Oh.
They are no longer going to count a doctor's note as an excused absence.
So apparently a lot of parents must be abusing that privilege.
And how do you abuse it? You have to go to the trouble of getting a doctor to write you a note. The doctor isn't going to write you a note if your kid is not sick.
And then the school systems are like, why are so many kids getting pulled out for homeschool? I don't understand that.
Yeah. I'm mad and I don't even have kids in this school. But I'm like, if you have a serious reason not to be in school, and he goes on to say something that really upset me too. He said that when you get into the real world, that you're going to have to go to work one day, and we've all gone to work sick, hurt, or beat up. No, that's not how you do it. That's how you spread illnesses and create plagues is by sending your kids to school with chicken pox.
But he's not wrong. I mean, we have the sniffles, and we don't feel good. And
no,
it's
stay
headaches.
Home. We have sick days.
Well,
but if we want to use them.
Normally, we don't.
But we can. We've got the option. Lots of people do.
Well, we're being polite. We're just infecting the four of us.
Right.
Yeah.
And we also all have egos so big that we think that we need to be here.
Oh, this show couldn't happen without me.
See? So he's sick now. He needs a doctor's note just to think that.
This guy makes me angry to think that he's overturning doctors and parents on what's best for their kids. Now, if someone's abusing it and they've got 30 doctor's notices for one, you know, school semester, you got a problem.
Yeah.
But if someone's got, hey, my kid has the flu, he needs 4 days out, then they have the flu.
Just penalize that one person that's abusing it, not everybody.
Right.
But also, I mean, some kids do have ongoing chronic illnesses where it's not like they're choosing to be at the doctor's.
I'll be honest with you, as a parent, I hate when they hear if my kid's coughing or sick, thinking that they're going to miss school for 2 or 3 days because the teachers make you do makeup work now.
Yep.
And that makes it 10 times harder when they're trying to do homework that's, you know, been backed up for 3 days.
Yeah, remember when we were kids and if it was a snow day or whatever else, you just had the day off. Yeah.
And we turned out fine.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
But, you know, they schooled from home for years during COVID. Why can't, if you're going to be out, get on a computer?
Oh, no, don't say that.
And do the work.
Oh, no.
So you're not technically missing the day. You're just not coming in infecting other students.
I think the makeup work is good enough. If you know you're going to miss school, but you got to do the makeup work, you're not going to overly abuse it because it's just as much hassle to do the makeup work.
And then signing on the computer for 1 day to do the makeup stuff, Kato, that's just a hassle, too.
Why is that so hard? I don't understand.
Because you've not been on a computer for a while to do, like, the makeup work or whatever, and then you had to get on the computer and stuff.
It's God, you make it sound horrible.
It is.
How?
Has your kid missed
it? And any time they have, like they said, a weather day or something, sometimes they'll do that.
Why not get the day off, though? Just give them a day off.
It going to hurt to have just a tiny bit of a break, especially if you are genuinely sick?
I just don't understand what he's saying is so horrible about having to sign on the computer.
But Hawk doesn't want to sign on the computer.
His kid's supposed to, not him.
Y'all aren't picking up what he's putting down.
Well, sometimes, and if your kid's young enough, you have to figure out what the homework is and what the teacher says.
I think a teenage kid should know.
Think a middle school kid should be able to do that.
I'm talking about when there was like first through six. You got to kind of help them out a little bit.
Well, our kids are older.
Oh, well, you're imagining kids. Well, mine are now. It's not as big a deal. But
you make it sound like
it was a big deal back when I can relate to the parents who have kids that are in first through sixth grade right now. Get off my back.
You're the one who's having a hissy fit over having to sign in to a day
I need to
of
see
school.
A doctor.
I'll be honest. I worked from home for a little while back in the day, and I'd like to do that again.
I'm thinking today.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Well, if you plan on seeing some movies, a lot of people still talking about Superman's out there right now, and it's on track to pull in $500 million worldwide at the box office.
Is that good these days?
Yeah, it's very good.
You don't know that gets bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah, because so everybody's talking about the Superman movie, and of course you got the Crypto, the super dog that's in there. It's also making it very popular. Crypto uses X-ray vision to locate that bag of Milk-Bone dog treats. He can jump over a fire hydrant in a single bound.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Because he has to pee-pee. But anyway, everybody's talking about Superman movie, and it's so big they want to take advantage of this moment because all these hero movies are making a lot of money, and I understand that they're also working on the script for Wonder Woman, trying to come up with a new storyline for a Wonder Woman.
Quit.
Why?
Quit with the superheroes.
I love the superhero movies.
Because they're running them in the ground. They're making them not even special to me.
Well, they are having some trouble with the Wonder Woman script, but they want to get on it pretty quick to get this new Wonder Woman movie out. And I was thinking, it's got to be kind of hard for Wonder Woman because she's sitting there at the Justice League, and there's hardly any other women to help her out. She stays there at the Justice League, Hall of Justice with all the boys. And it's just got to be kind of hard. So maybe I have a couple ideas here.
Do you have a life?
No.
This is what you're thinking about.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, the guys need a secretary.
No. Okay, you can't say things like that. But,
I'm joking.
Yeah. But it's just a bunch of boys at the Hall of Justice. And here's a couple of annoying things for Wonder Woman that she has trouble with. And they maybe could use this in the new Wonder Woman script. Like, when Superman and Batman mansplain how her invisible jet really works, that's got to be annoying for Wonder Woman.
You know, I've always wondered, you got an invisible jet, but we can see you just sitting up there in the sky. I mean, it's, if you were to fly over me, you're just sitting there.
Yeah, it's like you're sitting in a chair, too. It's just weird that you see Wonder Woman in her invisible plane.
Exactly.
Also, here's another annoying complaint that Wonder Woman has. Because of her skimpy outfit, she's limited to where she can put her cell phone. Now, that would be a funny scene in a movie. You see Wonder Woman there, she's fighting the bad guys, and she gets done. She wants to call Superman or Batman. And it's like she pulls it out of her bra or something.
No, they need to make it like a tennis skirt with the shorts under it and the pocket.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You're really thinking through, aren't you?
Yes, because I need my phone.
She's got her bracelets. Just make one of them a smart bracelet.
There you go. Yeah, that's probably a Fitbit right there. Yeah. How many steps and leaps and flights that she takes.
She's like, I'm not fighting crime tomorrow. I got all my steps in today.
There you go. Another idea for Wonder Woman movie, things that annoy Wonder Woman. All the Justice League members say her real superpower is nagging them because they can't put their dirty capes in the laundry basket.
Well, why are you missing it? It's right there. It's 3 feet away.
Have you noticed all the capes? They never have any wrinkles in them. There's something special about those super capes.
The polyester.
Why did they even need a cape?
To fly.
Does the cape do? No, they don't. It has nothing to do with their flying.
Batman doesn't fly, does he?
No, I mean, he can glide from building to building.
Well, maybe that's it. They use the cape like a sugar glider.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried that?
To fly?
With a cape?
Not recently.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Oh, you tried that as a little kid, too?
Everyone did.
You put the towel around you and get the safety pin as a superhero?
As a kid.
Hey, nowadays, they have the capes you can buy in those, Halloween stores and stuff. And they look real. All right, another annoying thing Wonder Woman, even though she's Amazon, she still has to pay for Amazon Prime. That's just wrong.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just wrong. Nine West stopped carrying her red boots. Now she can't find them anywhere. She's been searching online for weeks to find those red boots.
Not to mention everything's so expensive now.
You know what? Honestly, I have a Wonder Woman outfit to wear.
Why?
At a Halloween party. And I have the big red boots.
You've got to bring that in. We've got to try that. We got to get pictures of you in that.
Yeah. And then finally, a thing that annoys Wonder Woman, being able to open a jar of pickles herself, but feeling obligated to ask Superman so he won't get his feelings hurt and it won't hurt, crush his ego.
Aww. She probably tightens it before she gives it to him, too, just to really make him feel special.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can make Batman look funny by not opening it because he's just not strong, right?
Well, he'd have to use his utility belt. There's something in that utility belt that can open a pickle jar. But anyway, we're working on the Wonder Woman script now. And also, Tori mentioned that Happy Gilmore 2 comes out this weekend.
Yeah, I think tomorrow.
And Fantastic Four, I think, is coming out this weekend as well. Another superhero movie, Kato.
Yeah, but Happy Gilmore is doing us a favor by coming to Netflix, so you don't have to go anywhere.
Oh, really?
It. Even better.
Okay.
Wait, I think I might be wrong.
I think you're wrong about that.
I think you're right, actually.
Really?
Because Happy Gilmore 1's been on Netflix top 10.
Okay.
For some reason, I feel like you're right.
Figure it out before we move on.
You know what? It doesn't matter. I'm not watching it
anyway. I like how I just drop information, and then I'm like, you know, I'm actually not sure if that's right. Netflix. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that should be fun.
You get to save $150 at the theater.
Neat microwave popcorn.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.